J.D. Hatcher with the Southern Legacy Wood Products here in Cleveland to talk with us this morning about fire and yesterday in our North Georgia area. So, J.D., good morning to you, first of all.
Hi, good morning, Dean. How are you?
We're doing great. Sorry to hear about the having to go through that process there. I know you just kind of got the business started up.
Yeah, it was a quite of a shock. I guess it was late Wednesday night when we got the call, and we've been open about 6 months now, and really had dialed in the process and really getting to the production capacity that we wanted to when we hit the little roadblock Wednesday night.
And of course, getting the information out, you had the process going on, and it sounded like working really good. And made some great progress there. But hopefully this is not going to stop you. You're going to be able to keep moving on.
Absolutely. We've already made plans to get another kiln with some improvements this time. First and foremost, I mean, I'm just thankful that nobody was hurt. It could have happened during the middle of the day and somebody been walking past that thing and something truly bad would have happened. But, you know, this is just metal and wood and some aluminum that can easily be replaced.
Yeah, great. And the kiln is the area they've kind of focused in on where that where it all started.
We think, and we're not the experts. We actually have some experts coming into town today to look at the kiln and kind of determine, what had happened. The best we can tell is at about 10:30. Wednesday night, I turned the kiln off remotely via my phone. So there was no fuel going to the burner itself. So the flame was shut off at the burner. At that time, we start the cool down process of the wood so it can be ready to pack the next morning. And that involves opening up a vent on the kiln and circulating the air inside the kiln chamber so it just keeps cooking the wood and drying it, but it's pushing all the moisture out of the kiln. And then that way, Thursday morning, our team would have been able to pack the wood. And from initially when we got there, we just thought it was a wood fire, that somehow something sparked inside the kiln and caused it to catch on fire. But I've talked to a couple of experts on the phone, some kiln guys, actually the gentleman who's kind of been a mentor in this business, down in Fitzgerald, Georgia, is one of the largest producers of firewood probably in the country, but he's also the fire chief at his town in Fitzgerald, and he nailed it. He figured it out over the phone. Several people reported some huge explosions around 11 o'clock, and when I told him that, I kept saying it was just a fire inside the kiln, and there's no way you can have an explosion of that magnitude with just firewood. So I walked through the process of what I did, and he said, and like I said, I'm no expert, but he said when we turned the kiln off, something probably malfunctioned in the gas valve. So the kiln burner, the flame was off, yet it was feeding fuel, natural gas, inside the chamber, so it filled up the chamber with some natural gas. When the kiln vent opened up, it also added oxygen to that mixture, so oxygen and fuel plus the heat of the wood caused the explosion.
Wow. You got to have those combinations, and it seemed like they were just right, so to speak, for that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple safety processes this is all computer operated equipment, and that's what we're trying to determine now. Actually, the manufacturer of the kiln is coming down today to meet with the fire inspector and from the insurance company, and also the fire inspector from, I guess, the county or the city. And we're going to sit down and talk about it and, obviously make sure this never happens again.
Yeah. Well, we hope it doesn't, yeah, because especially getting it going there, but, getting the business kind of rolling and everything, but, kind of back up, punt, go again.
Back up and punt and go again, learn from it, and come out better and stronger in the end. That's what we're going to do.
All right. Well, J.D., we just want to get you in to kind of share with the folks. I know you were all busy and tired and stuff yesterday morning, but I thought we'd get you in this morning on the radio to talk about that, talk about what went on. And I know you wanted to express your thanks to a lot of people who have reached out to you.
Well, especially everybody that said prayers for us and the employees. And like I said, we're fine. You know, this is metal and aluminum and wood. That's all that was lost. Let me just say this. Our firefighters, I've never really gotten to know these people. The city, the county, and I didn't even know this, but there was a group that came from the Alto Women's Prison that are training or trained firefighters. And I I saw all these women out there fighting this fire, and I was like, God, I didn't know we had that many women on the fire department. And I come to learn these are actually ladies that are in prison over at Alto. And I can't even explain to you how impressed I was with that whole outfit. They saved our packing plant. You know, the packing plant is gone if our White County Fire Department and Cleveland Fire Department and the police, you know, controlling the traffic flow. It was, I thought we had a smooth running operation up here, and I think we do, but when I saw how these people communicated and you know, they faced some obstacles. They ran out of some water at one point, you know, the water pressure dropped, and man, it was amazing to sit back and watch. I was actually watching them more than I was the fire. And, I can't thank them enough. It was the support from the community. It makes me proud to be a White Countyan. I've always been proud, but I couldn't be prouder than I am today.
Excellent. All right. Well, I know you see that. I see that a lot. I know with the fire department following them with the different fires around and everything, and the Lacey group from Alto, they rely on here in White County to help out a lot in different situations. Yeah.
I had no idea that even existed over there, and what a wonderful program. Whoever came up with that, I mean, these ladies, when their time is up, you know, they have a true opportunity to go out and be a useful member of society, and a huge useful member of society. But man, I couldn't say enough. I did want to mention we are still open. We're working cleaning up. If anybody needs firewood, we still got loose bulk firewood. I kind of joked on Facebook. We've got a limited supply of charcoal available as well. it's been a challenging time, but we've learned from it. Been humbled from it, and we're going to come out stronger and better at the end. It's, you know, these kind of obstacles in your life are a time to reflect and be proud of what you have and what you've learned, the lessons you've learned in life, and you know, I'm just so thankful for everything.
Well, we're glad for you too in that respect, and we appreciate you taking some time. I know you've got a busy, busy day and such, taking just a few minutes here for us and also sharing with the people here.
All right. Well, thanks, Dean. Thanks for calling, and come see us sometime.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.